Household Express. Yes, it's a Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I'm your host, Sister Amara, and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, it's the last Thursday of the month of Ramadan, and many sisters are busy with Eid food preps. May Allah Ta'ala grant you barakah and accept all your efforts. Ameen. Well, today is already the 27th of Ramadan, corresponding to the 22nd of June. And, you know, it's amazing how the month of Ramadan has just gone by so quickly. And may Allah Ta'ala accept all our du'as, all our ibadat. Ameen. Well, let's look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with a health segment. And our topic today is urinary tract infection, also known as UTI. And Sister Zaida Muhammad will be sharing with us some excellent home remedies. And Sister Zaida will also be sharing with us two of her favorite healthy recipes. It's a health chero recipe and an almond fudge recipe. Thereafter, competition time. And in the cooking segment, Sister Jamila Sayed, who is the author of Cooking and Baking Creations, Volume 1 and 2, will be my guest online from Amzinto. And Sister Jamila will be sharing with us some table setting decor ideas. And she's also put together a collection of Raffaello treats for Eid. She will be sharing with us a Raffaello Milky Bar cake, a Raffaello Milky Bar milkshake, Raffaello biscuits, Raffaello Milky Bar mousse, and a lovely leg roast recipe as well. So that's coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, let's cross over to Komatipoort with Sister Zaida. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida. How are you?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, well, it's the last few days left for the month of Ramadan, and I'm sure we're all going to be really missing the month of Ramadan.
Gee, definitely.
Okay, definitely. Today we talk about a very common problem experienced by, I would say, mostly women in the month of Ramadan, and it's the UTIs that affect both men and women, though women seem to suffer more from them. UTI occurs when the body has an inherently poor immune system. The bacterium in the urine goes on into the urinary tract to reach the bladder, causing inflammation. The result of the UTI is intense pain or burning when urinating as well, as a tendency to go more often to the bathroom, but hardly producing a few drops each time. And today, Sarah, you're going to be sharing with us some excellent home remedy when you have an infection.
Gee, and you may also be suffering with muscle aches, abdominal pain, you feel tired, you feel weak. The urine that appears cloudy, it appears red or bright pink is a sign of blood in the urine. Then you get a strong smelling urine, then you get pelvic pain, confusion or delirium, that's in elderly people. So we put together some home remedies for the UTI. Also important is to avoid caffeine, carbonated drinks, it's all about cool drinks and foods that may irritate your urinary tract. For some people, it can be just about any food. It can be chocolate, it can be dairy products, it can be sugar food, it can be spicy foods. We need to wear loose clothing. Do not wear these very tight tights. Drink plenty of pure filtered water instead of other liquids. This can help to flush out bacteria, and more importantly, actually gives you something to push out when you urinate. And when you feel the need to go to the toilet, don't resist the urge to go. Holding in the urine can increase the chance that infection-causing bacteria will develop and will multiply in your urinary tract. Mm. A favorite one of mine is to soak a handful of cranberries in 2 cups of water, allow it to soften. Then later on you blend it and you drink this 3 times a day. Parsley, drink parsley water. It acts as a diuretic that increases urination. It allows bacteria to be flushed out of the tract, and you can either use 1 cup fresh or dried. Parsley will be about 2 tablespoons for this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zaida, how should the parsley tea be made?
You take about 2-3 cups of water. Put it up to boil, then you add the fresh parsley or the dried parsley, you reduce the heat and let it simmer for 6 to 10 minutes, allowing the leaves to infuse in the water. And once this is done, strain on the leaves and drink the mixture either hot or you can have it cold. If you have the dried parsley, then actually put it into a cup of boiling water, cover and let it steep for 8 minutes, then you strain this and you drink this.
Now, is that in many cases people reach for the bicarbonate of soda for bladder infections? Why would one use the bicarb?
Bicarb is alkaline by nature. It can help to neutralize or lessen the acidity of the urine and can help alleviate the uncomfortable burning sensation which we normally have when we have a urinary tract infection. You can take a teaspoon of bicarb in one glass filtered water until it dissolves and you drink this up. Then it's better to do this first thing in the morning for at least 1 week. Then I've got a cream of tartar in a lemon blend recipe. It helps to change the pH of your urine so that the bacteria will find it difficult to survive. Meanwhile, lemon can also help to give you an added vitamin C, so follow the steps. You take 1.5 teaspoons of cream of tartar in a cup of warm water, add a bit of lemon juice, and you drink this once or twice daily. There's one vegetable, the horseradish. The spicy and pungent vegetable has a strong antimicrobial effect and kills bacteria outright, and this is how we use it. Grate some fresh horseradish and until you have at least 1/2 teaspoon, and you ingest this. And then you follow it with a few mouthfuls of water to help to curb the spiciness of the vegetable. And have this 3 times a day, but stop if you experience any stomach upsets. And according to the John Hopkins Medical Health Library, they state that large amounts of vitamin C limit the growth of some bacteria by acidifying the urine. So vitamin C supplements also have the same effect. And just after giving all these remedies and recipes on health cures, just note, I am not a doctor. This is not a medical advice. These statements are not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. And your medical decisions are completely up to you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yes. Sarah, just thank you for those remedies. And I'm sure it will basically help out a lot. Very common in the month of Ramadan. And I think because we don't have enough water, so what happens? Our urine becomes very concentrated as well.
And because it's also very cold, so we're also very scared, or our water consumption just becomes very minimal.
Yes, absolutely. Sarah, you'll be sharing with us two of your favorite recipes. Let's start with the almond fudge recipe. This seems to be quite healthy and ideal for Eid as well.
Gee, for all the health fundis out there, yesterday I made it. 90 grams of butter, or you can take approximately 6 tablespoons of hard butter, 3 cups almond flour, 1/2 cup of nut butter. I use peanut butter, 1/2 cup of maple syrup or honey. When I say maple syrup, I'm not talking about the ones you buy from the supermarket. I'm talking of the pure maple syrup. Mm-hmm. Then 3/4 cup chopped cranberry, 1/2 teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt. Mm-hmm. You take the 90 grams of butter, put it into a pan, and you heat it over medium heat and stir until it is light brown and it gives off a nutty aroma. Now, it's important to watch this closely or it will burn. But browning the butter a little is what makes this fudge, what actually gives it the fudge taste. Mm-hmm. Allow the butter to cool before you move to the next step, which is take the 3 cups of almond flour, the 3/4 cup of chopped cranberries, 1/2 cup of the nut butter, and what I did with the honey yesterday, because the honey was hard, I actually put it into the melted butter and dissolved it in there, and then I added it to the dry ingredients and I put it in the food processor. Mm-hmm. And the food processor will actually make this dough a little more smooth. And then I took it out into a glass dish that was lined with wax paper, and I kept it in the freezer. And last night we took it out and we chopped it, we cut it into chunks.
Okay, so this sounds quite healthy and, you know, ideal for Eid as well. I think the kids will probably enjoy this as well.
It was very tasty.
Okay, then let's now go on to your health chevro recipe. You know, I was going through your book yesterday and I found it quite healthy indeed compared to the normal chevro that you made with all the hell, the kachia, the post-toasties, the cornflakes, and all those things, yes. So the health chevro, please go ahead and share with us the recipe.
Okay, we call it kasaka. It's 1/4 cup each of almonds, cashew nuts, macadamias, and pecans. Slice them and put it on a low roast. Then you take about 100 grams of sliced coconut, and you also roast this on very low heat until it's dry and crispy. And once all these are cold, you mix them together. Then you can take 2 kilograms or any amount of dried fruit. But now when I'm talking dried fruit and we're talking health, then we've got to think that, okay, we cannot use the glazed fruits that's coated with icing sugar. So here we can take dates, we chop them up, and we can take cranberries, we can take goji berries, and all these health-based goodies. And then you add this into your dried roasted nuts and your coconut. Mix this all together, and there we have our cassata.
Oh, lovely. And for those who have Sister Zaida's Savory Journey Express recipe book, it is in there as well. There's lots of other delightful recipes as well. Well, Zaida,
and you know, it follows the healthy, cheerful recipe using all health ingredients. Mm. I even got the hale, the stevia recipe without any gluten inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I seen that yesterday. Zaida, from my side and from Radio Islam, the team of Radio Islam, I say Jazakallah Khair for joining us in the health segment this Ramadan. And also to you and to your family, you have a blessed, enjoyable Eid as well.
Ameen. Same to you and to all the listeners of Radio Islam. Remember us all in du'as.
Ameen.
We have a spiritual few days of what's left.
Ameen. Jazakallah Zaida. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, I'm going to be doing a very short competition. And I'm going to be taking the first two callers. And I'm asking the question, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? So what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? And the first two callers will go away with a 6-piece block knife set. It's ideal for your Eid food prep. You can chop, slice your chicken, your meat, your roast, your veggies, your greens for Eid. And this knife block set has been sponsored by Adams Discount Center, 4-way shop, 6 and 7 4-way Israeli Mart, and their telephone number is 011-465-7928. So we say Jazakallah to our sponsors, that's Adams Discount Center, for sponsoring the gifts on today's program. Not on today's program, but every Thursday's program in the month of Ramadan on this program, Household Express. So after the break, we're going to be taking to the first two callers, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? 011-854-1548. And please, sisters or listeners, when you come on air, please switch your radios off. And also, if you've won a prize during the month of Ramadan on this program, then I suggest you give the other sisters a chance as well. Stay tuned. Assalamualaikum and welcome back. Well, my engineer tells me we've got our first two callers online. So the question we're asking you today is, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? Let's go to the first caller. Assalamualaikum.
Salam.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
And you're calling us from?
Indonesia.
From Indonesia. Yes, sister, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals?
It will be curry khichdi.
Curry khichdi. Oh, most definitely, sister. One of my favorites as well. And I'm sure many, many other listeners out there as well. And sister, mashallah, you've won yourself a 6-piece knife block set. It will be ideal for your Eid food preps. And it's sponsored by Adams Discount Center. You can come and pick it up at the Radio Islam Studios. Please speak to Apa Aisha. She is available from 8 to 4 during weekdays, but not available on the weekend. So please just leave your number with the engineer. And Jazakallah once again. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
Indonesia.
From Indonesia. Sister, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals?
Mine would be a nice hot glass of badam milk followed with halimi and naan.
Oh, wow, sister. I'm sure most people's mouths are already watering for it, but they have to wait for iftar for this hot badam milk as well. Sister, mashallah, congratulations. You've won yourself a lovely 6-piece knife set, ideal for your Eid preps in the weekend as well. And you can come and pick it up from Sister Aisha. She is available from 8 to 4 weekdays and not the weekends as well. Sister, please leave your details with the engineer.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Ameen. Well, our two winners has been the first two sisters. The one says curry khichdi, and the second sister said hot badam milk and a bowl of halim as well. Well, that really sounds very delicious indeed. And they've actually won themselves a 6-piece knife block set sponsored by Adams Discount Center, 4-way shop, 6 and 7 4-way Shalyu Mart. And we say Jazakallah to our sponsors. from Adams Discount Center. Let's go for a very short Nazm break. Thereafter, we will be joined by Sister Jamila Sayed, and she's from Unzinto, and she's the author of the recipe books, Cooking and Baking Creations, Volume 1 and 2, has just been launched now recently. And Sister Jamila will be taking us through some table setting decor ideas for Eid. And she's also put together a collection of Raffaello treats for Eid. And it's a Milky Bar cake, all to do with Raffaello. So Raffaello Milky Bar cake, Milky Bar milkshake, Raffaello biscuits, Raffaello mousse, and a lovely Eid roast, leg roast recipe as well. So stay tuned for that. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, from Komatipur, we travel right through to Unzinto. Assalamu alaikum, Jamila. How are you?
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Sister Amara. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. How is your Ramadan going in Unzinto?
Alhamdulillah. Too good. We can't complain.
Absolutely. Yes. And how is your Eid preps going, Sister Jamila?
Shukar, alhamdulillah. Not too bad. The biscuits are easy to freeze, so that's done. But most of the other stuff needs to be done a day or two before Eid.
Absolutely.
So inshallah,
yes,
we're going to be very busy in the next few days.
Yes, inshallah. Allah give us barakah and
Ameen.
Also accept all our efforts. Ameen.
Ameen.
Well, Sister Jamila, share with us some ideas on table setting and decor for Eid. I think, you know, this Eid we want to go all out.
Inshallah. Amara, I think with Eid around the corner, everybody is scratching their heads for ideas on menus, table settings, decor, etc. So today I will be sharing with the listeners one of my themed creations and a leg roast recipe. Hopefully this will help in one way or the other. Today's theme will be my Raffaello creation.
Mm-hmm.
For this theme, I used the colors white and red. I used a white velvet tablecloth for that classy look, with red face mats and fresh red roses for decor. Ribbons, I love to use ribbons. Ribbons are always a must to add the touch of elegance. Use red ribbons to tie around glasses and dessert bowls. When it comes to serviettes, Amara, there are various different ways to fold them to create that perfect finish on your table. I love exploring different ways for all my different table settings.
Mm-hmm.
G.
Oh, lovely, yes. And I suppose, you know, I like you said, there's so many different ways of folding serviettes, and that, in fact, there was actually people giving classes on how to fold serviettes, and you can go all out getting the different types of colors of tablecloths, your placemats, your glasses, and maybe your ribbons. You want to put maybe a ribbon around the glass, and table mats, like I said, serviettes, you want to do your tables up quite nice, even like your tea table and things like that.
Gee.
And I think some of us would even go all out and buy different types of platters and dishes and everything for Eid, because it's Eid, we want to go all out.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, if you can afford it, then why not, yes.
Absolutely.
But you also have to think of those who cannot afford it as well.
Gee. But, you know, Amara, you don't need a lot of expensive stuff
mm-hmm.
to make your table look pretty.
Yes.
It's the little things that you have at home which you can gather together and just put it out, and it looks absolutely amazing.
Yes,
Simple and amazing.
I think you have to be very creative as well.
Gee, absolutely.
Okay. Sister Jamila, I see you actually sent me a lovely, one of your delicious leg roast recipes for Eid. I think it's basically ideal for Eid and Bakri Eid. So, can you go ahead and share with us the leg roast recipe?
Okay. For this traditional leg roast recipe, you would need 2 kg leg of lamb. Make gashes and rub with ginger, garlic and salt. 1/4 cup each sauces of your choice. I used tomato sauce, chili sauce, and barbecue sauce.
All right. Mm-hmm.
1 tablespoon of crushed dhania, 1 tablespoon steak and chopped spice, 1 tablespoon chicken spice, 1 tablespoon barbecue spice, 1 tablespoon lemon pepper, 1 tablespoon tandoori spice, 1 tablespoon crushed chili, 1 tablespoon shisa nyama spice.
Okay, Jamila, I'm going to tease you on this one. If you can just repeat it for the listeners as well.
Which one?
The 1 tablespoon shisa nyama spice. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly, yes, but I see it on the spice. You know, if you can get your Robertson spice, I see it. Also have a bottle of the spice, yes? Okay.
It's 1 tablespoon shisa nyama spice.
All right, jazakallah for that.
Amen. 1/4 cup of lemon juice. 1/4 cup of olive oil. 1/4 cup of Worcester sauce. 1/4 cup of mayonnaise. 1/2 cup of ice water. 4 tablespoon olive oil. Now for the sauces for the topping. You would need the excess marinade from the cooked lamb. 60 grams of butter. 2 teaspoons of honey. 2 teaspoons of brown sugar. All these can be boiled together until it's thick. Now for the method. Mix all the ingredients together and smear on the meat. Leave to marinate overnight. Place the marinated leg in a pot and drizzle olive oil over. Cook on medium heat on the stove for 1 hour. Turn the leg over and bake in a preheated oven 140 degrees on the bottom shelf for 3 hours. Remove excess liquid from the pot and add to the sauces. Turn oven setting to grill. Remove the lid from the pot and grill the leg until it turns red. Drizzle sauces over the sliced roast and serve with side dishes of your choice.
Indeed, a lovely, delicious, divine leg roast recipe. Now, I found what's very different about it, what's also very nice about it also is, Jamila, is you said 1/4 cup each, each sources of your choice. So whichever sources you want to put in, you can put in. Whether it's tomato sauce, chili sauce, barbecue sauce, mustard sauce.
Even the Nando's sauce.
The Nando's sauces.
So whatever is in your fridge, you just use whatever sauces. There's no particular sauce that needs to be used.
All right, yes. And you know what makes it also very delicious is the Worcester sauce and the mayonnaise as well. Yes. And I see your sauce is quite different. You've got butter, honey, brown sugar. And you boil it. A very different sauce, yes, indeed. And, you know, many people actually like to put the leg roast in the pressure cooker. Okay. I think that would also be ideal.
It's quick,
It's very quick as well. But I see you've got it on the stove for 1 hour, then turn leg over. Then you put it on 140 on bottom shelf for 3 hours. So it basically, all your sauces and juices basically marinate very well into this roast.
Absolutely, and it cooks absolutely tender.
Tender, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about using tenderizer as well? Can you add a teaspoon of tenderizer?
I haven't tried tenderizer.
You haven't tried it as well.
No, I haven't.
Okay. But nevertheless, jazakallah for this lovely recipe.
Amen.
Jamila, let's start with a collection of Raffaello treats for Eid. Can we begin with the Raffaello multibar cake? Then we're going to go on to the for a break, and we're going to continue with the milkshake recipe. We've got the biscuits, we've got the mousse as well. So let's go on to the Raffaello multibar cake recipe.
Okay. I will start with the Raffaello multibar cake recipe. This is a very easy vanilla cake recipe, which is sandwiched and covered with rich multibar icing. For the Raffaello multibar cake, you would need 125 grams of butter, 1 cup of caster sugar, 4 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 1/2 cup of sifted flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder. For the method, Place all the ingredients into a Kenwood and beat for 4 minutes. Pour into 2 20-centimeter greased baking pans. Bake for 30 minutes at 180 degrees. When cold, sandwich together with Milky Bar icing. Cover the top and the side with the icing. Decorate with coconut, Milky Bar curls, and Raffaello chocolate. Pour the Milky Bar icing. You would need 125 grams of butter, 2 cups of icing sugar, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 slab of melted Milky Bar chocolate. For the method, cream the butter and sugar well. Add the milk and the cooled melted Milky Bar and beat till combined.
This certainly is a lovely, I think it'll be very a soft vanilla cake, not a very rich cake, but very enjoyable indeed.
Yeah, Mara.
Especially that the Ramadan now is in winter as well. Obviously, we're going to have like a winter Eid, so it will be very much enjoyed. And something that, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, putting it into the fridge and things like that.
Gee, that's what I like about it.
It's quite cold, yes.
Gee.
Okay, Jamila, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with the listeners the milkshake recipe. Then you've still got the biscuits recipe. We've got a mousse recipe as well. And to the listeners, I must apologize, I cannot repeat the recipes again, but all the recipes are on the Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will gladly assist you. Also with the recipes of Sister Zaida, the health chevro, and the almond fudge as well. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And online from Amzinto is Sister Jamila Sayed, who is the author of the Cooking and Baking Creations recipe books, volume 1 and 2. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, Sister Jamila.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Well, I'm sure after listening to all these lovely recipes, most of the listeners will probably be heading out to the sweet store here in Indonesia to buy Raffaello chocolates to make all these lovely sweets as well. And Jazakallah for coming on and sharing with us these lovely recipes as well.
Thank you, Amara. It's been awesome.
I mean, always
time with you on your program.
Absolutely, always my pleasure. Jamila, let's now go on to the Raffaello Milky Bar milkshake. This will also be ideal for Eid.
Gee, for the Raffaello Milky Bar milkshake, you would need 1 liter of milk, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1/2 tin of coconut milk, 1 cup of ice cream, 1 slab of Milky Bar chocolate melted, 3 Raffaello chocolates crushed. For the method, you would blend all these ingredients together. Pour into tall glasses. Decorate as desired and serve nice and chilled.
Ideal, yes, indeed, yes. Let's now go on to the next recipe with the Raffaello biscuits.
Gee. The Raffaello biscuit recipe is a perfect tea dunker, especially for those coconut lovers. All the ingredients you would need. 125 grams of butter, 1/2 cup of icing sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1/2 cup of oil, 1/4 cup of chopped pecans or almonds, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 cup of corn flour, 1 3/4 cup of flour. To decorate, you would need melted Milky Bar chocolate and coconut for rolling the biscuits. For the method, cream the butter and sugar well. Beat in the oil and add the dry ingredients and nuts. Form into a soft dough. Roll into balls and bake at 170 degrees for 15 minutes. Allow to cool completely before removing from the tray. Dip biscuits into melted Milky Bar chocolate and roll in coconut.
This is also ideal for tea, yes? And you can even put them into those small paper cups. Cases, yes. And the final recipe is a Milky Bar Raffaello mousse that you're dessert for Eid.
Gee. The Milky Bar Raffaello mousse is not a rich dessert, but very smooth and velvety to the palate. for the multibar Raffaello mousse you would need. 2 cups of fresh cream. 4 tablespoons of icing sugar. 1 big tin of Nestle cream. 6 homemade Raffaello biscuits crushed, or any other biscuit can be used. 1 slab of multibar chocolate grated. I would save some for the top to decorate. To decorate, you would need Raffaello chocolate, multibar chocolate curls, and coconut. For the method, whip the fresh cream and icing sugar until stiff. Fold in the Nestle cream. Remember not to overbeat. Add the crushed biscuits and grated chocolate. Place into serving bowls and top with Raffaello chocolate, coconut, and multibar curls. Serve chilled.
This sounds absolutely divine. Like you said, not very rich as well. And I think you can make it in those small cups as well. Dessert bowls as well. And each one just has a serving as well. Or you can make it into a big, nice Pyrex bowl or any bowl of your choice as well. Okay. Jamila, you've got a few minutes. Tell us, what's your menu for Eid this year?
What's my menu for Eid?
Yes.
Okay, for breakfast, I'll be having prawns, saucy prawns, and the dry chicken maybe. For lunch, we normally do a family lunch at my neighbor's next door. We have family next door. So there we're having a whole lot of variety of stuff. Mutton biryani and the chicken biryanis and the salya. I will be making Kiki's chicken.
Okay, lovely.
And supper, we don't really have a supper because no one's around. Everybody's gone to their in-laws and everywhere else. So we're always alone, so we just normally have our tea and biscuits and the desserts and enjoy all of the yummies.
Okay. Jamila, I'm getting lots of messages on WhatsApp to say many people have tried the recipes in your book. It's definitely divine, delicious, simple, easy recipes, and they're really enjoying the recipe books. So great feedback from the listeners as well.
Alhamdulillah.
And Jamila, your Eid message to your family and friends?
I would like to say everyone, all the listeners, everybody, family, friends, all the people that support me and send blessings and du'as every day. Have a blessed Eid. May Allah accept everyone's fasting and all the ibadahs and all the rozas, and have a blessed Eid, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jamila, jazakallah.
And to you as well, Sister Amara.
Ameen,
have a blessed Eid.
And you too. Jamila, jazakallah for coming on in and sharing with us this lovely divine recipes as well. Allah reward you and accept all your du'as, accept
ameen.
All your ibadahs as well. To you and to your family as well, you have a lovely Eid.
Ameen. Shukran for having me on your program, Amara. It was awesome sharing all my recipes with you.
Jazakallah, Jamila. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Sister Jamila Sayyid, and she's the author of the recipe books called Cooking and Baking Creations, Volume 1 and Volume 2, that has just been launched now recently, and she's put together some lovely recipes. A collection of Raffaello treats for Eid, and she's actually shared with us a Milky Bar cake, the milkshake, the Raffaello biscuits, the Milky Bar Raffaello mousse, and her divine leg rolls recipe. And Sister Zaira has also shared with us almond fudge and a health chevro recipe as well. Well, honestly, we come to the end of a lovely program. But before we just got a few minutes left to end off today's program, so I thought I'd just share the health chevro recipe once again, as I'm getting many requests for that as well. You all require a quarter kilo each of almonds, cashews, macadamias, and pecans sliced and roasted. Then 100 grams sliced coconut roasted until dry and crispy. You basically roast this on a low oven heat. Then 2 kilos of cubed glazed fruit coated with icing sugar. And cubed dates is optional. You mix all together and then you can add some Turkish delight. And the Turkish delight can be actually chopped up with a scissor as well. So that's the health chevro recipe. And it is by Zaira Muhammad. And it's from a recipe called Savory Journey Express. She's got some lovely health recipes in that book as well. It's a Savory Journey Express book as well. And well, this year we come to the end of a lovely program. It's been absolutely, very enjoyable being on air this Ramadan, sharing with you some great recipes, lovely health tips as well, lots of great information on the month of Ramadan. And my message to you and to all the listeners, to your family out there, to my family, here's wishing you all the best for the last few days of Ramadan, and a very, very happy Eid Mubarak to the RI team as well, and to my all my friends, family and colleagues as well. Yes, wishing you a lovely and happy Eid Mubarak as well. So from me, Amara, inshallah, back with you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.